Are you feeling more overwhelmed lately? As if you're running on empty? I don't know if it's my age, the world we live in now, or just the mental load of trying to get anything done. But it seems like everything has become what I call a make-work project. Nothing is simple anymore. Things that used to take me one phone call or one afternoon now take days or drag on forever. Here is an example I experienced recently with a contractor I had trusted before that is still ticking me off today. Several years ago, I lined him up in the spring to do a job in the fall before the winter set in. It wasn't an urgent job, but something that had to get done. Fall came, and then the snow. That is when I realized he ghosted me. The following spring, the same thing. He came to my house and apologized, and we discussed the same job again. Again, he promised to come in the fall. The hardest part was seeing his Facebook post about the jobs he was doing while ignoring mine. No explanation, just silence. And you know what? I started wondering if my job was too small. Are they that busy? Should I just find someone else? Why doesn't anyone just say no anymore? That silence became more frustrating than a straight up no. It left me hanging, questioning myself, and adding another thing to the never-ending to-do list. That's just one example. But we all experience more minor jabs that wear at our patience every day. How about getting in your car and realizing the gas tank is empty? Needing one item for a recipe and going to three stores to find it. The toilet paper roll? Empty again. Or how about waiting for a reply on an email you sent that never comes? Oh, we brush these moments off. We tell ourselves it's not worth getting upset. But here's the truth. Each one of them builds on the other. They don't seem heavy on their own, but each one is a brick in the backpack you're hauling around day after day. And then one day, someone makes a comment or leaves a mess and we snap. We scream, yell, shut down, or cry in the bathroom. And we're not even sure why. That is the first warning sign. You're reacting more strongly than usual to small things. It's not about the empty toilet paper bowl. It's about everything that came before it. Welcome to the Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate podcast. Each week, I share stories, reflections, and gentle guidance to help you navigate life's relationships, especially the ones that start with yourself. I'll discuss topics such as setting healthy boundaries, finding your voice, and working through everyday conflicts. These aren't just skills. They're the building blocks of self-esteem and can help you live with more clarity, confidence, and heart. New episodes drop every Thursday, so hit that subscribe button and join me on this journey. And hey, if something here speaks to you, leaving a quick review helps others find it too. Like a lighthouse steady and strong, let's shine a little brighter today. So what I need you to hear is this. You're not too sensitive. You're not overreacting. You're frustrated because something isn't sitting right with you. And maybe it's not just one thing. It's the accumulation. The slow drip of responsibility, expectation, and silence. You keep pushing yourself through. You smile, say, it's fine, when it's not. And that explosion you didn't see coming? That's frustration finally finding a voice. And it's not a flaw. It's a signal, a powerful one. One that's trying to tell you, you can't keep doing it all. That is warning signal number two. You feel like you're holding everything together, but just barely. You're the glue, and it's exhausting. There's something I've learned the hard way, and I want to share it with you because it changed the way I understand myself. Frustration and anger aren't the same. Frustration is quieter. It simmers. It shows up as tension, sarcasm, or irritability. But if you don't give it a voice, it grows. Eventually, it becomes anger. Louder, sharper, more explosive. If we can catch the frustration early, we can spare ourselves the blow-up later. Frustration is rarely just about the surface issue. It's a messenger, usually with a bigger story underneath. Maybe that frustration is trying to say something like, I'm doing too much and not asking for help. I keep saying yes when my body is screaming no. No one's listening and I feel invisible. I'm tired of pretending I'm fine. These aren't random thoughts, but warning signs that something's off. And the truth is, they show up more often than we care to admit. So let's start naming them. You're constantly saying yes, even when you want to say no. Whether it's people-pleasing, guilt, or just habit, you agree to things that drain you. You override your needs to avoid disappointing others, and it's costing you your time, energy, and peace of mind. Over time, it erodes your sense of self, leaving you resentful, exhausted, and stretched far too thin. You feel invisible or like no one is really listening. You speak up, but it's like your words don't matter, or people ignore them completely. After a while, it makes you feel small, like your voice doesn't count. But feeling this way isn't something to be ashamed of. It's a sign to stop and check in with yourself. It's your heart saying, something needs to change. And it's okay to listen to your heart. We're so quick to brush off our own needs. We tell ourselves to just get over it, push through it. But instead of feeling bad about being frustrated, what if you asked yourself a few honest questions? Get curious. What was I hoping would happen that didn't? Has this happened before? Is this part of a pattern? Am I blaming myself for something that's not even my fault? Try writing your answers down. Keep track of what's bothering you for a few days. You might start to see connections you hadn't noticed before. And that leads me to the next sign, one you might not expect. You feel like you can't think clearly anymore. You forget things. You can't focus. Your brain feels foggy. This isn't about being lazy or getting older. It's a sign that your mind is tired from caring too much for too long. Which leads me to number 6. You're not asking for what you need because you're not sure you're allowed to. You might feel like it's easier to stay quiet. Oh, keep the peace and do it yourself. You might have been raised to be polite. Oh, don't make a fuss and not upset anyone. But not asking for what you need doesn't make things better. It just makes things harder to deal with. You're allowed to speak up. You're allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to matter. And when you keep pushing your needs aside for too long, something else starts to fade. Your joy. This one's sneaky. The hobbies you used to love feel like work. You cancel plans even if they're with people you care about. You don't laugh as much. You might even feel disconnected from yourself. This is more than being in a bad mood. It's your heart telling you, I miss feeling like me. That's a vital warning sign. So what do you do with these warning signs? These aren't reasons to beat yourself up. They're invitations. Signals from within that something needs adjusting. That we're allowed to change the rules we're living by. It's not about blame. It's about awareness. And once we see it, we can start to shift it. Once you start noticing what your frustration is really trying to tell you, the next step is simple, but not always easy to do. You do something about it. Start with a pause. I know that sounds basic, but when you're in the middle of a frustrating moment, pausing can feel almost impossible. Your heart beats faster, your shoulders tense. Maybe you feel like crying or yelling or walking out of the room. That's your body going into fight or flight mode. Instead of reacting right away, try this. Take 2 or 3 slow, deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose for a count of 4. Hold it for 2. Then breathe it out through your mouth for a count of 6. And do it again. This helps your body calm down so your brain can think clearly. You're not just breathing. You're buying yourself a moment. And in that moment, you get to choose what comes next. Now try naming what you're feeling. Say it out loud or write it down. For example, you might say, I'm feeling frustrated because I've followed up 3 times and still haven't gotten an answer. It makes me feel like my time doesn't matter. Or how about, I'm feeling frustrated because I keep saying yes to things I don't have the capacity for, and I'm starting to feel resentful. And another one, I'm feeling frustrated because I'm doing most of the mental load at home and no one seems to notice until I drop the ball. When you name the emotion, it doesn't feel so big. You're not pushing it down. You're letting it be heard. Then, when you're ready, say what you need. You don't have to shout. You don't have to explain yourself over and over. Just speak with kindness and clarity. I need a little more notice next time. Or, I can't take this on right now. You're not being mean. You're being honest and respecting yourself. If you see yourself in any of these warning signs, please hear this. You're not broken. You're just full. Full of decisions, emotions, responsibilities, and expectations. Frustration is your signal, your warning sign. It's trying to get your attention, not to make you feel bad, but to help you feel better. So before you brush it off, try listening. It might be pointing you toward what you need. And maybe that's rest. Maybe it's support. Maybe it's using your voice in a way you haven't before. Because feeling frustrated doesn't mean something is wrong with you. It means you're ready for something to change. Whether you're setting a new boundary, speaking assertively, or resolving a conflict, remember, you're building positive relationships one skill at a time. And don't just learn these skills, live them. That's when the magic happens. If this episode has motivated you, hit follow for more life lessons from Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. And if no one has told you lately, everything will be okay. Tomorrow is a new day, and with it comes new hope. There is always time to rewrite your family story, Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?